Jared here with Cigar Federation IPCPR 2016 Las Vegas. Standing here in the Drew Estate booth, we got Grant Batson here. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're going on with pipes, pipe tobacco, Grant Batson, and Tsuge pipes. So, how's it going today, Grant?
Great. Glad to be here, man.
Take your pipe out of your hand and make you move.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, what do we got going on here this year?
You know, one of the coolest parts of the pipe area for Drew Estate this year is we brought in the Kasiru pipe maker for Tsuge. So it's kind of like the equivalent of having a cigar roller come to a brick and mortar. So we've got this guy he's got a big pine log and he's hammering out Kasiru pipes. Now Kasiru pipes, if you're not familiar with them, they're a very traditional Japanese smoking vessel. They're made of copper and brass traditionally, but they also have lots of different aesthetics. You know, some of them have jewels, some of them have bamboo. They've got a lot of different styles, but they're kind of a, for lack of a better term, almost a one-hitter. They use a very fine, almost powder-like, high nicotine concentrated tobacco, and put a small amount in this pipe, and it's good for a couple of hits. You know, but it's very potent, high nicotine, but again, it's just a very traditional Japanese smoking style, but it's now becoming really popular in the United States. So we're very excited to have that as an addition to our product line, and it's just honestly flipping cool to watch this guy hammer these things out. I mean, if you haven't seen it before, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching. There's a lot of skill gone just tapping this pipe to be a perfect size, length, everything to go into it. Yeah. And the bowl set is not a traditional bowl. It's just a real small little cup. You can just pack a little pinch in it. But I watched him smoke it. He was getting just as much smoke and draw and as you would a regular.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful thing. You know, here in the States, it's difficult to get the tobacco. That's one of the issues. What I do is I use roll your own cigarette tobacco, Virginia, and it's great. It's a fine shag.
Yeah, that's pretty neat thing to go see. I'm sure there's some photos up or some little video done already on that, and we'll get to see that. So what else we got going on over there? Anything?
Well, we've got a few new shapes that we're excited about. Tsuge has just... they worked on a new project with us to honor one of the great Danish pipe makers. His name is Sixten Iversen. And they've got cow horn, German ebonite stems, but the very traditional Sixten shapes. Those will be rolling out very soon. Had some prototypes over here for the IPCPR. Really excited about that, particularly targeting the super pipe guy who knows the history, and they know the Great Danes, and so I'm for me, that's kind of a special product. We do have a new product that we had hoped to have out here last year. We finally got it all finalized, and it's going to be under $100 pipe. It's a new Drew Estate branded pipe. It's called the Tradesman. Cigars International will be putting that out here in the coming months, and then for a short period of time they have the exclusive rights to that, but then once a few months down the road they'll be available all over the place. But again, it's about an $80 pipe, Drew Estate branded. We're pretty happy with the price point and the product, and unlike the Drew Estate pipe that we originally came out with, which is a system pipe, this is a traditional smoking pipe. So excited about that. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and like I said, for one, watching this guy make these pipes is entertaining. But this pipe section has been one of the busiest pipe I've seen so far at the show.
Yeah.
That's usually packed, though, and it's hard to even get around. And I walk around, look at these Tsuge pipes, and just any of these pipes, you could buy a couple cars for what I would buy in the amount of pipes there are over there that are just too good looking not to play with.
Yeah.
So, but not that they're all expensive, they all range, but there's a lot of neat stuff over there.
Yeah.
So we'll get some pictures up. Y'all get to see all that's going on there. And thanks again for joining me, Grant.
Happy
good times.
It. Thanks.
Jared, IPCPR 2016, Las Vegas. Check it all out, CigarFederation.com.
All right.